Good morning. This past week, his daf was daf lamed hei meseches psachim, second perek. We'll start the Mishnah on daf lamed hei. Zop the Mishnah. Eil dvom sholom yoytzir behenge dech evosai bepesach. These following things, these minim species, one is yoytzir his chiyev on Pesach. What chiv are we talking about? It's apparent as the Mishnah continues, but we'll see the Rashi. Rashi says, "El vam shon mitzvah ben yidei chivasa mishum chivas matza b'layla rishenu." What kind of chiv does the person have on Pesach? We're talking about the chiv of achilas matza the first night. Kedachsev be'ev toichol matzas. There's only one chiv midaraisa, only one time. Ba'arav toichol matzahs, leil Pesach, mitzvah to eat, make an achila of matzah. So that Mishnah says that these following species are what could be used to make up the matzah, that one could be yetzer the mitzvah of achilas matzah when he eats these, the proper shear of this. Zok the Mishnah, b'chitin, so'irin, koisvin, shipin, shpoy l'shul. These are the five grains. Five grains. Chitin, wheat, sown with barley, koisbin. Help me over here, I believe it's spelt. Is that right? What?
I think so.
Okay, shipan and shibay the shul. It's oats and rye. Okay, so these are the five grains. The Mishnah says that either one of these five grains, one could use to be yetzer the mitzvah. Right, we know that today people are allergic to wheat, so they make spelt matzahs, right?
Yeah.
Different minim to make out of barley, right, for that matter. And the other minim also, the Mishnah says. Now, the truth of the matter is, I think we'll leave the rest of the Mishnah for now. And let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tono. Koismin min chitin. There's a brayis in the Gemara. You'll see there's a question in the Yishenim what the brayis is talking about. One thing is clear, the brayis is not talking about our topic of achilas matzah. The brayis says as follows. The brayis is going to categorize these five minim. Rav says as follows: Koisbim min chitin shebelashul v'shifain min sa'orim. The Brayis says that there are two main minim over here: chitin sa'orim, wheat and barley. And the other three that are mentioned over here are really subcategories of the main categories of wheat and barley, chitin sa'orim. The other Brayis says koisbim min chitin. Koisbin, spelt, is a type of chitin, type of wheat. It's in the category of wheat. Shpele shulm shipain is, you know, rye notes. These are in the category min sa'orim. That's the Brayis says over here. Now, Zok Rashi, let's see what we're talking about and what's in the gay, what's the difference. Zok Rashi, Rashi says, if you see Rashi, the first Rashi, anymore, min chitin. The Brayis had said that Koismin is min chitin le'igin truma. The Brayis over here is referring to truma. Why is it relevant? The ain tamim minal she'ena minay. The halacha by truma is that one may not take truma mi minal she'ena minay. A person has tevel, tfua, produce, which has not yet been taken off. The first one is truma, truma gedayla. So the din is that if a person can't set aside from chitin, let's say, that should be truma for a pile of sa'irim. Something which is two minim is ein tamim. Therefore, it's important for the Mishnah over here to tell us the categories of the other three. What are they? So on that the Mishnah says, on that the Rashi continues, that the Brayis come to tell me, V'tamachitin al koismin. The Brisa says koismin min chitin. They're both the same min. So you could be turning one on the other. Chitin al koismin. As opposed to what would seem to be that the same way you can't be turim chitin al sa'irim, so too that the Brisa says that shibelish shul and shifain are min sa'irim, so they can't use that for chitin and for koismin for that matter. So that's what should follow. If we give a quick look into Tosfos, just to open this up a little bit, that Tosfos brings like this. You see the top Tosfos? Kaisman Nechich, Mashul, Vashipim, and Sairn is the Brais, Rashi, Pirish, Linyan, Dein, Tomim, and Minal, Shein, and Minay. Rashi explains that the Brais over here is talking about Truma, the topic is Truma, and the point over here of the Brais is that being at Halacha is that by Truma you can't be turning Minal, Shein, and Minay, so that's why it's important to know what are the meaning. So the first comment that Tosfos says is V'riyayim, the Bimnochas, Perka, Bishmol, Mugach, Behed, the Brais, Linyan, Chala, Misnai. First of all, Tosfos says that if you see from the sugya in Maseches Menachos, it's clear that the Brais is not talking about Truma, it's talking about Chal. Okay? Point number one. So therefore, as far as Truma is concerned, you know, maybe it wouldn't be considered different meanings. A component is what's a Negeya Chal? Negei Chala is that we know that in order for an Easter to be Mechuyev in a Chala, there's a certain shear, a certain amount, right? And, you know, what's relevant for us is, let's say, that you only make a bracha, right, if you have the proper shear. Right? So you have to make whatever the amount in pounds is. So the question over here is that as far as the different minim, that are they metstar to make the shear, that person is Mechuyev in a Chala, Mechuyev. Now, Tosfos continues, and this is an important point to have, like this. Yesh Makshin. He asks a question. That now that we're saying that this Braisa is talking concerning Chala, so it would seem to be, from this Braisa, that what the Braisa says is that Chitin Sa'irim are not Metzdar in order to make the shear that one is Mechuyev in Chala. And similarly, whatever is in one category of the other minim, koismin, as opposed to shibayishun, and shifayin, they're not mitzdar. That's what this bias would seem to imply. On that, Tosfos asks a question. Yesh makshim, now those that are asked, this nam seches chalo, hachito, eina mitzdarefes, im hakoil, chutz min hakoismin. The bias, this mishnah over here, mishnah in Perek Dalet, hachito, eina mitzdarefes, im hakoil. Chutz min hakoismin. V'hasa'orin mitzdarefin im hakol chutz min hachitin. This is how the Braisa says. What does the Mishnah say over there? So the Mishnah says, chita eini mitzdarefin im hakol chutz min hakoismin. Chita is not mitzdarefin with other meaning, only with koismin. Okay, that's fine. Right, that's what our Braisa says, that Kaisin is min chitin. But the second part of that mission says, Soirin is mistarif makol chutz min achitin. Soirin is mistarif to everything except for chitin. It would seem to be that Soirin is mistarif in Kaisin. On that, Taisa asks, Almo Kaisin behadi Soirin shaper domi. But you see from over there that Kaisin is mistarif with Soirin. Now, according to what we're saying, that the Braisa that our Gemara brings is concerning Chala, and it's common to say that Kaisin is min chitin. Therefore, it should mean that it's not mitzdarf with Sairin, and that mission implies that it is. On that, the Rebbe tells us something important. He changes the way to understand our Braisa, and now halachos change over. But emiri klaysmin min chitin, kloimar af min chitin. When our Braisa says klaysmin is min chitin, kloimar af min chitin, that klaysmin is not only in the Sairin family, but is also considered min chitin. Koshke min sairin. When a Braisa says that kaisa is min chitin, it doesn't mean only min chitin. It's come to a chiddush. It's even minchitim. Af minchim koshke minzoirin. Shibayla shul v'shipayin. These things are minzoirin v'loy minchitim. So therefore, the halacha is that koshman really is mitzdarif with everything, therefore. Because koshman has a double identity. And that's what Taisa says. Right? So that's an important changeover that Taisa says. Now, there's one other piece that we see in the Hemshech of Taisa, so just see this quickly over here. V'hod esan yehosim b'reish ha-mesechta. Chamisha dvorim chayav mechala, chitin tzayrim koisim shbel shlul v'shifoin. The Braisa, which is brought the beginning of Mesechus Chala, says, tells us that these five min are mechuyiv mechala, other minim are not mechuyiv mechala, even if you have the shir. And it says, Harei lechayav mechala, mstarif in zem zem. No, but it says, they're all mstarif with each other. Right? So how do we understand this? Right? Over there, some say, they're all mstarif with each other. So the Rebbe brings Yerushalmi, which says an important difference, that there are two possible cases that one might be dealing with when you're talking about Tzirif. Amri, the Mishan Yerushalmi kan b'noshuch v'kan b'bolu. Pirush. Right? There are two different situations. Something called noshuch, bolu. Noshuch, the bite, right? It means we'll see to get attached in bowls, when you mixed it in the first place. Pirush b'noshuch, noshuch means like this. Kol achas achas nasa isa b'fnei atzmo. You had five different doughs that were made by a specific kind of grain, each one its own. V'achakach noshchu moschar bo yacha. And after the isa was made, then noshchu, that means that they attach onto each other. I'll make them bite. So that's a way that one could make a tziruf and thereby be mechuyev and chala, but they get to us to make a bracha, right? A person might, you know, the machine can't handle so much, right? So you could be mistarif too, right? with this din of noshuch. So Tosef is saying like this, that when the Yishami answers kam b'noshuch, that if you made each dough by itself, achakach noshuch nuscha b'yachad, hosam vada eim mitztarif in kulum, el kumash m'foshim. Those, they're all not mitztarif, right? That's like it says over here, the difference is that we have over here, that chitin is not mitztarif with serim, those that are in the serim family are not mitztarif, but the chitin and kaisim is the one that's joined. But so that's when you have the specific dinim, is that when you started out each one as a separate dough and then you attach them together, that's the question, what minimum is that? However, the bolu, that's the other case the Shami says, that means shakal kimocham niloshin yachad, that in the first place you made a dough made up of all different minim together. All mixed together in the first place. But also mehanisba, he kulum mitztarif and the chashbin kulum keechad, they're over there, they're definitely mitztarif. And that's what Maram Mokum said, that all the minim are mitztarif in this way. Right? So we see over here that there's two ways how to be mitztarif, and they have different dinim. If the dough was originally made, a person, let's say, makes a dough at a part chitim, part tzairim, right? So even though the shear that he has is made up of these two, these two are not really the same min, but in this way, if they were kneaded together, these two types of grain, then they are mitzdarif. However, if a person made half the shir chitin, half the nisayrin, and then he attached them together, then that would be the halacha as noshuch that not mitzdarif. Okay, so it's a little b'negeya to din of chal. So the din of minim over here, Rashi mentions it could be negeya the gabe the din of truma, b'negeya the gabe chal. But now let's talk about what's b'negeya to the din of matzah on Pesach. Right? Doesn't talk about that. Right? So here's what the Sfasemis over here brings. He says that Tosfos in Menachos says clearly, but concerning the kezayis of matzah, a person don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah. It's definitely mitzdarif. Definitely mitzdarif. And it sounds like in all ways, you know, even in ways that's not mitzdarif. Let's say you know you don't have you have a piece of matzah, you know, of chitin and a piece of sa'ir matzah, right? Half a kazayis, it is half a kazayis of that. Right? Is it mitzdarev? So Tosfos says, definitely, definitely it is mitzdarev. So therefore he asks, so why is more bringing this over here? Right? L'chari doesn't have any relevance concerning matzah. Right? So why is the more bringing this price, which makes the difference of minim, which has no relevance l'chari to benegay to matzah? So apparently it does, right? And that's what he's coming to understand. In what way does it have ramifications benegay to matzah? So he says like this. He says possibly we can explain like this. He says that we find in the Mishnah concerning Mor, right? The Mishnah mentions the different meaning for Mor. So the Pesukim say that the Tana set up the Mishnah in a specific order, that the earlier ones in the Mishnah are more l'chatchila to be yaitzed a mitzvah with them. Hamukhna the Mishnah kaidin l'mitzvah. So he says possibly by matzah is also that like that. That it's, there's a kedima in, as far as the mitzvah is concerned, chitim. And he says that's why, that's what we use. Possibly that's the reason why we use it. I mean, the standard usage, unless you have some other reason why you can't, use wheat. Right? Even though that the Mishnah says all minim could be used. Because there is a kedima in wheat. And therefore he wants to say, so therefore as far as this kedima is concerned, that's why there's a kedima of chitim over sa'arim. And therefore, it's important to know that what minim are in the category of chitim, and what was in the category of sa'arim. Whereas that means that according to the Pashtus Habraisa over here, if we could assume, let's say, that Kaisman is, or even without assuming that, right? Kaisman is, even according to Tosis, but Kaisman definitely is a minchitim. If Kaisman is a minchitim, so then it'll have the kedima over sa'irim, because first comes sa'irim, and first chitim, and then comes sa'irim. So anything which is in the chitim family will have kedima. And he says that even though the Mishnah says chitim, sa'irim, then Kaisman, right? But he said, but these are the subcategories. So in truth, anything which is in the Chitin family will have kedima over Sa'irim. That's an interesting halacha. Person can't eat chitim, right? So I think what's taka primarily used, right? Spelt. Right? Going to that, you know, it's taka have to have a kima of this lechatchila. Right, so according to this, one should use that before something else. However, he brings that the Chai Odom says that concerning the mitzvah of matzah, choviv is koidim, whichever you like better. Right, we find such a din as far as Hilchos Brachos, right, as far as what the order of brachos, what make the bracha on, there's a din of choviv. So he brings from the Chai Odom. The Chai Odom says that concerning matzah, choviv is koidim. So that wouldn't be, that wouldn't stim with this.
Yes, two things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Lagabe Pesach, I mean, first of all, his answer is hard to say because the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Kedimus, right? So.
Well, he wants to know why the Gemara is bringing this price to here.
I mean, there, right? Seems
so
to be a
assumption is that it has some kind of relevance. So what would you say?
Is that we see in the Mishnah that you're Yotzi and Chalef, you took Chalef from it, right?
You see, so from the Mishnah, which Mishnah?
Our Mishnah.
Our Mishnah.
Our Mishnah says that you're allowed to be Yotzi with Chalef.
Okay.
Right?
But
actually, I don't know if we see what I'm saying, the first in the Mishnah. But if you didn't take Chalef from dough, you're not Yotzi. Right, right. So therefore, if there's not the Inyan of Tziruf tells us if there's a chiyuv chala or not, right? So if you didn't take, if you had, let's say, a chetzi share of chitim and a chetzi share of sorim, and you didn't take challah from them, so then you would be yotzei a chilas matzah because they're not mitzaref, right?
Well, let me hear again. What's your case?
Again, you have a chetzi share of chitim, a chetzi share of sorim. So we say they're not mitzaref, and therefore they don't have a chiyuv of challah. So therefore, if a person were to eat such a matzah from such a case, it wouldn't be tevel, right?
It wouldn't, right?
And he'd be yotzei. If he had a chetzi share of chitim, a chetzi share of kosmin, so then he is mechuyev in challah, and he wouldn't be yotzei.
Okay, that's true, but really, that's whatever Hilchos Chal will also, transport to here, to the end of the Mishnah. I mean, is this the place to say it? What you're saying is still directly related to Hilchos Chal.
Right, but that's the whole Mishnah. This is like a Hakdama to the next Halacha.
But is that what the Gemara is bringing it for? Bringing it for the din of Chal? It doesn't look like that.
I would think it looks more like that than discussing Kedimus, which the Gemara doesn't give a hint of.
I would take this Vasemis if that's the question that we have, how it seemed to me, I would trust him that he probably knows, understands the way that how the Gemara works a little better than us. So such a question, I don't think we have the right to ask on him. All right, but okay. But you want to offer another possibility? Okay, that's possible. That is possible. All right, just would look like in the way where the Gemara brings it seems to bring on the first part of the mission. All right, it doesn't seem to be being brought for the din of challah. The way the Gemara is set up, you have each part of the mission when it's discussed. Right, the kain b'challah is first discussed. On Omer Beis, there's a two dots down there, right? So if this is really what the Gemara was bringing in for, then maybe we should have brought it down here, right? Just the location of where this is brought, it sounds like it's relative to the first part of the Mishnah. Okay, but fine, we're open to different explanations. Okay, what was the other hole, right?
On the second point, this one I'll stick up for the...
Okay.
Is even the Chaya Adam that says Chaviv is what's Garim, but we have, let's say, in Kedimus HaBrachos, if you don't have a Chaviv, then you go down to the next level. So if a person likes them equally, it would still be Nogeo the order.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point, Lachayiv, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Okay, so this is the first point over here. Branson talks about. Let's just jump to the next line. Right, an important thing that the next Gemara talks about. Just the second wide line. Hani in oiluz v'doichanoi. We could be back from our mission that only the 5 grains, one could be yetzer mitzvah. Oiluz v'doichan usually translates to mean rice, millet. You don't think what that means. Millet, basically, what it is. But these two things, I think more discussed in Brachas, and you had it over there, right? There's questions at whether what kind of status it has. Hani in Oriz V'Doichim Loi. Definitely one could be Medak Ma Mishnah, Oriz V'Doichim, we want to make matzah out of Oriz V'Doichim, then he's not Yetit, this is not the proper min. On that, the Gemara says as follows: Mino hanemili. How do we know this? Amar Moshe ben Lakish, Chintan Rabbi Shmuel, Chintan Rabbi Lez ben Yankiv. Omer Kro is derived from the pasuk. The pasuk says as follows: Lo yisrochel ol chametz shivas yomim. There's a connection, two thoughts in the pasuk. Lo yisrochel ol chametz shivas yomim. 7 days, a person should not eat chametz. Oh, I read it wrong. Lo yisrochel ol chametz shivas yomim teruchel ol matzis. The pasuk says that first talks about the iser of eating chametz, and then the pasuk talks about eating matzah. So there's a connection of it. Morris is a hekish in this pasuk. Morris sees the following halachas: Vam habom lechimutz adam yoytzei bahen yidei chavasei b'matzah. Gemara understands that the first part of the pasuk, which talks about chometz, is a condition in the second part of the pasuk, right? Which is just a side question. Second part, I'm not really talking about the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So, just put that ha'ara on the side. But the Gemara is looking at it as if that's what it is. That the second part of the pasuk is the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and therefore, the first pasuk is a condition. What kind of thing could a person use to be yotzei the mitzvah? Lo yisaycha all of chometz, which is a min which could become chometz, become fermented, whatever the English word they use for that. Right? So that's what Gemara says, that dvorim, what? Yeah? Dvorim haboim lidei chimutz, adam yotzei nechayvas b'matzim. That the fermenting process of these things doesn't, it might not machmet them. It's sirchen, right? Some other kind of an English term to that. But this what happens in that process is not chimutz. That's what our Mishnah holds, and we'll see because there's going to be machlokes about this, but. What goes into what category? But this is the basis of our Mishnah. Right? What I mean to say is like this, is that we'll see, it would seem like from right over here that, well, it sounds like it's a given, that it's not machmetz. So if it's a given that it's not machmetz, so therefore it's definitely excluded from this passing. Right? But we'll see that in a minute, that that's not necessarily such a simple thing. Our Tana must hold like that. And that's why when he came to this pasuk, which gave guidelines, he said, well, Ayur is Vedeichen not, because the way I view Ayur is Vedeichen is not machmetz. Yeah, we'll see what I mean when we learn the next line. Ma'asisin lek Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. This Mishnah, which says only the five minim, is not from Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. The Omar, Ayur is min dogon. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri says Ayur is Eze min dogon. V'chayoven al chimutzoi koris. Now he's talking about the chi of koris. Now, we'll have to see that the drosha that we just made before was really things which are bon de chimutz. The hekesh doesn't seem to be saying necessarily what you chayiv. Right, if you eat it, that you could be yetzer mitzvah. Right, the hekesh seems to be something which is bolin lechimutz. That's what you yetzer the mitzvah with. Right? He's saying now, he's talking about as far as the iser is concerned, and he's saying, so this is not definitely so that if you're even over the iser, the chi of chorus, you're more saying on oris min dolam chavan chimutz chorus, the sanya. Rabbi Yechim and Uri oiser be'oiriz v'doichen b'nei shekorev lahachmetz. Now let's hear this. The Gemara is saying that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yechim and Uri. The Gemara says because he holds oiriz min dogon. Oiriz, talking about oiriz, rice, is a min dogon. V'chiyam al-chemutze koriz. And therefore the Gemara is saying that it should follow that one is yoitze with Iris. Now, this is what we mentioned before, that he doesn't argue on the Hekesh, but you see, he holds that Iris is Machmetz, right? Otherwise, he wouldn't be Chayiv. If he held that the conditions of Matzah were other than it says in the Braisa, so then he creates a Matzah, right? But, you know, from the fact that he says that Yechayavna al Chimutzi Koris, definitely he holds that the process is not in the category of sirchein, which is not a chometz, not a chimutz process, but he holds that is, whatever that is in the category of machmetz. Right? The question, I guess, is, you know, where do you draw the line, right? You know, this, I can't argue with the C's over here, everyone agrees this is what it is, but the question is that, you know, where's the chimutz line and where's the sirchein line? That's probably what they're arguing about. So he holds that l'chayim. Yeah. Right? That's why it would seem to be, right, if we're right, that when the Mishnah said, Nohanamili, that's not really the source. Because if you hold that, that doesn't make you directly say, that Ur is in Dorchinat. If you happen to hold that Ur is a Sirchan and not a Machmitz, then the Pasuk will exclude that. If you don't hold that first thing, then the Pasuk is not going to exclude it. That's what Rabbi Yechon ben Uri is coming from. Right? He agrees that other things, right, which are not Machmitz, you're not Yetzi with. Yeah, let's see. Let's see the Rashi over here. Zok Rashi on the Gemara. Devorim habon dechim et odom yoytzi bohen mishum matzah. You see that Rashi? Im asoin matzah.
Where?
See that? That's around four lines down, five lines down from the Gemara in the Rashi. Devorim habon dechim et odom yoytzi bohen. This is the Hekesh that the Gemara learns the conditions of what kind of things could be used to make matzah, to be yetzir the mitzvah. Devorim habon lechim et odom yetzir bohen. Things which could be made chometz. The chimutz process happens to them. Right? You yetzir bohen mishum matzah, imasoh in matzah. Right, we're just talking about the min. Obviously, you're not. We don't mean that when they're chometz yaitze. If you this min, something which has the property that it could become chometz, if it's watched and it's made into matzah, so this min is fits the conditions that it could be yaitze the mitzvah. Is that how you understood it?
At first, I would have thought maybe with what Rava says on the bottom that is if you have it boiled or right.
Where are you?
Rapapa said, "Hamachatu v'gamu chametzu onas karas, right? V'imatzahu ein adam yotzi yidei chavasav."
Right.
So he's saying that if you made a matzah, you yotzi, but not if you boil it up or.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll see how to translate that in a moment. Okay. Okay, we'll see. We'll see if we understand it the same way. Zokt Rashi weiter. Yeah, see, have it enough?
Yeah, I see it, but it's comfortable. I'm bothered by something over here. It says, "The loik Rav Yochanan ben Nuri damar oris min dagam v'chayavin al chimutzoi koris." Okay, so he says oris is chayavin al chimutzoi koris. The sanya says right next to it, oris v'doyachem mitnei shekorav lahachmitz. Korav lahachmitz means close, but not quite.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. The Gemara actually has a question what it means, right? And the Gemara itself is an interesting how the Gemara at this point seems to be assuming, right? And that's really how the Gemara comes out. Korav l'hachmitz means that it's machmitz faster. That's what it means, right? Even faster than, all the other meaning. You hear? Right? The Gemara does have a question what it means. Mamash, like you're saying, right? The Gemara has a question, what does he mean to say? Korv l'hachmetz, but it's not a real chimutz.
So he should have said maher l'hachmetz, but alright.
We'll see. It's interesting that the Gemara right now is already assuming, right? V'chayev nach a chorus, right? The Gemara is going on that y'chayev chorus already. So at this point, right, you notice that the Gemara, boil away after that, right? We seem to have been assuming one of the good stodom already. Okay, we'll get there. I'm sorry, we're jumping a little bit. Okay.
It's clear, I mean, the way you read Rashi is clear. I mean, from the context, it's clear. The way you read Rashi before is clearly what it means,
it's
compared to its chavit,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So let's see, so we're in the Biechen, in the Tanavar Mishnah, or is the Biechen, right? Rashi says, I'm sorry, I lost it. These things, they don't produce chometz. Right?
So they don't become chometz.
They don't become chometz, right?
Not korav l'mahir.
This is before that, right?
Oh, okay.
Right? Our Tana holds that, whatever you do to it, which would make other things, machmets to what's the word
leaven.
They use?
Leaven.
Yeah, but what is it when what they call it?
Ferment.
What's the word that they use? Ferment.
Yeah, ferment. Rise.
Okay.
Leaven.
leavened.
Yeah. Okay. But when you do that, to Ayaz Mreich and Deichen, what you end up getting is something called Masriach. It's not Chimutz. Right? So that's what our Tana holds. And so therefore, it's not fit. It's not the proper min to be used for matzah. Right? Let's see the next Rashi. This is already in Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri. He's Oyser Be'oyriz V'doichen Lechel Heimenu Tavshul BePesach. Rashi says that that's what he's referring to. On Pesach, one may not eat a tavshul made out of Oyriz V'doichen. We don't hold like that, and Ikra Din you could. And you know, of course, we have them. Our minhag, kitnis, right? That's why we don't eat these things. Right? It's a chumrah, b'nai Ashkenaz. We're noyig.
But he's saying we can make it into matzah. He doesn't say straight out, but that
he's not. See, he's not talking about matzah. He's really talking about the Isser Chometz.
But Lachayr would be the same, like we said earlier. That
who?
Same rule.
That's what the Gemara said. Masnis and Lekar Merech Menuri, because Merech Menuri would hold, our mission is not matzah. Our mission is schooling the Ayres V'Dayachim. According to Rav Yechim Menuri, you could use it. Ayres V'Dayachim, whatever. But you could use it. It's for matzah, right?
Yeah,
he talks directly about the Isser Chometz,
right.
But being that those are the conditions, so if it fits into the Chometz, so according to the Hekish, that makes it fit for matzah.
And the Braisa below says it Mefurish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right over the next Braisa. Now let's see. Okay, we'll skip the second part of this Rashi over here. But let's just see the next Rashi over there. Shekhar of Lechimutz. Alma. So at this point in the Gemara, Alma, we see boli de chimutz. It comes to chimutz. Uli de yaitzim be mishamatz. Right, Rashi makes the cheshmak. Like he's saying, right? He considers that like boli de chimutz. Now the Gemara right away is mistapic in how do you translate this? Iboy luhu shekorv lahachmitz doesn't mean the kodimu machmitz, that it's machmitz faster. Let's say, you know, you don't need 18 minutes, right? Even less than that. These mean him. Is that what it means? Right? The other translation is like you understood. Korv lahachmetz. But it's not real chometz, right? Doesn't, what happens to it, it's not a full chimetz. Now Rashi says on this, look at Rashi over here. Chometz gomer loy have. At the end of that second wide line, chometz gomer, this is the second side of the Gemara, chometz gomer loy have, v'nafke mino, and the difference will be, the ain't anish koris, and there won't be an anish koris, v'm ochle b'shoigig ain't maybe korban. Since there's no koris, someone who eats a b'shoigig doesn't bring a korban. It would sound like from Rashi that there's still an Issa in the rice, and you get to see that such a thing. But it sounds like there's no chi of chorus, and chorus, which is dependent on chorus. Now the Gemara over here, let's hear how to just raise a question in how the Gemara flows over here. The Gemara just said, Masin's Nakimechim Nuri, that he says that Yechayiv Koris on Chimutza. Right? The Gemara said that. Disanya. From this Braisa. So if the Gemara is already saying that Yechayiv Koris from this Braisa, so the Gemara is already taking aside and how to understand this Braisa. Because you see, when the Gemara says Iboiluhu, the Gemara is questioning how to translate the Braisa. Quoted one of its dogs, Minah Chayiv Koris, that Rashi tells us. Right? If it means that it's Koris, right, it's only close, but it's not actually Chomer's Gomer, it's now Chayiv Koris. Right? So the Gemara over here is sort of jumping ahead, right, at the beginning, because the boy Luhu has a doubt, a sophic on something that the Gemara already took on aside. Because the Gemara said, Masin Rav Miach Nuri, he holds that Yechayiv Koris. Now the Gemara first brings a raya from that, right? Toshma desanya omri ruch menuri oriz min dogon hu v'chayov nalchimutzi koris v'adam yetzibay dechavosoy b'pesach. This is the raya. And therefore, according to this, when he says korv lahachmetz, will mean that it becomes chometz at a quicker pace. But it's definitely considered, according to him, chometz gomer, because there's a chiyav koris on. Now, what one could be mistapik, and we'll have to bring raya's to this over here, is that if we're right, it would seem to be that regardless, it has a category of chometz, just not the chiyav koris. That's what Rashi says, right? Nafkamina koris at in korban. But it would sound like that it does. Like we'll see later in the third paragraph. This more comes up. I may pay this. We'll see that there are two levels of chimutz, chiyav koris, and then there's a certain kinds of chometz which is a lav. So as far as the condition for matzah, right, what level chometz do you need? Do you need to have chometz gomer, or it's sufficient even if it's not chometz gomer? Right, meaning to say that when the Gemara originally said Masis and Deloi Krabiyechim Benuri, because he holds that it's machmetz, it's bechlal and iso chometz, was it only because the Gemara understood that the chiyav koris, that Gemara comes out, or possibly that regardless, but since that he definitely holds that it is some kind of chometz level, right, that's why the Gemara understood Masis and Deloi Krabiyechim and Benuri. This that the Gemara said is chiyav koris, that's why I leave it to Emes. Right? Now that might make Gemara a little bit easier for us now, as far as the Iboiluhu, because the point of the Gemara would have been on both Galdim possibly. Right? Okay, we'll leave that for now. Just those who hear the question that we're raising will benefit from it. Okay. Let's see. We want to see the next piece of Gemara over here. Let's jump to over here. Reish Lofish. Isa shenilusha b'yayim v'shemen u'dvash. This is a very big inyan over here. The question, May pedus. And we'll see that egg masses come into this shmuz over here as a branch of this. Omar Rabba Babachon Omrei Shlokish Isa Shnilusha B'yayin B'shem Rudvash Ein Chayoven Alchimutzo Kodis. A dough that was kneaded with Yain Shem Rudvash, we'll call it Mepedis, Ein Chayoven Alchimutzo Kodis. One is not Chayoven Kodis on if it becomes Chometz, it's left to rise, becomes leaven. One is not chayiv koris al chimutzah. Now there's an important Rashi over here. Rashi, see three lines from the bottom. B'yayin uv'shemen. D'loy no sanbo mayim. And this is going to become very, very relevant if we have time to get to it. All right. Because we could have, when we learned this Gemara, there's really two cases that you could talk about. You could talk about where May Paris was added in, addition to the water, or the May Paris substituted the water, and there is no water. Rashi over here saying that there is no water. And that Gemara says that Ein Chayav Nalchimutzi Koris. Rashi says, why? The May Paris Ein Lachmitzin Kidlakamon. Rashi refers to Maskon and Tagamon. We'll see this is not the way the Gemara originally understands it. The Gemara, Rashi says, because May Paris are not Machmetz. Right? Which, according to these two Rashis over here, so Rashi will be saying that May Paris are not Machmetz when there is no water. Right? That's what you could take out of this Gemara. But let's say you were to have May Paris added into the dough in addition to water, then you don't see that from over here. Maybe that is Machmetz. Good question in the Rishonim. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Okay, so we have the halacha over here. It was said over a memory from Reish Lakish that a dough that was kneaded with mepedis, there's no chiyuv kardes. You also have pokev rafuna b'davishur k'med avid b'ra'ovim. We also read b'ra'ovim v'kom enamdim. They were sitting in front of the Rebbe. V'kom enamdim. He was. How do you call it? Dremeling. Dozing. Dozing, that's the word, right? He was dozing. Right? All my lay, Rav Huna ben Yavishua, Rav Papa, my time to Reish Lakish. So the Talmidim had a discussion in front of the Rebbe that what's the reason for Reish Lakish says that Isa, which is Nilush, Mepedis, is Nochi of Kodesh. All my lay, the Makrol is Seichel of Chomets. So he answered him, referring to the same pasuk that we had before the Hekish, but this time we're going to use the Hekish the other way. The pasuk starts to talk about chometz, matzah. So before the first part of the Gemara, we used it, that the conditions of matzah are bolidei chimetz, that we saw till now. Now the Gemara is going to use that same Hekish to work the other way also, that in order to be chayiv kodes, right, that the condition is that it has to be roy for matzah. The vorum shadam yeitze b'hein dei chavosai b'matzah chayovin al chimutzai kardes. Only such a thing which one could be yeitze matzah chayovin al chimutzai kardes. V'ha ha'il v'ein adam yeitze b'chavosai. But such a thing, Isa, which is Nilish B'yayin, a person can't be Yoytzer, the din of Chavis Matzah. Why not? The Havli Matzah Ashida. Why? The Pasuk says, Lechem Oini. That as far as being Yoytzer a mitzvah, right, there's an additional condition, Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini means that it doesn't have any additional taste in it, which the parents give it a taste. Lechem Oini. Right, or other ingredients, the havli matzah shira. So therefore, ain chayav nachimutzu kores. Let's hear this. Right, so then the explanation was given for Reish Lakish. Why is an ochi of kores on Isa shen lusha with meperis? Is because he can't be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah, and based on the hekesh, there's a connection between the two. So for that matter, there won't be a chi of kores on it. Now this becomes a bit relevant to what we just discussed before, right? That matzah ashira, right? Let's say you bake the matzah with water also, but you added in mepedis. So l'chayra we would think that the din of matzah ashira, l'chayra, the point is that it has additional ingredients in it. So the fact that it has mayim also is not going to make it any better. So according to this explanation, l'chayra, the din of Reish Lakish would apply even if there was water, right? That's and we could even explain that Rashi is not a contradiction to this, because Rashi, like we see Rashi explain, he's very going to Maskaron Sagemora, like he explains the reason in the second Rashi. So theoretically, we could have said that Rashi is also in agreement with this. You hear? What we have over here is that we have two possible reasons. We'll see Maskaron Sagemora. Right, is gonna, like Rashi Ray told us. Reish Lakish says that Isa Shenelusha b'mepedis, there's no chiyuv kares. In the Gemara, gives two possible explanations. The final explanation that Rashi told us right away is because it's not machmitz. Right. Now that you say it's not machmitz, it's very possible, being that it has no water, the only thing that's over here, which to close the chimis is the meperis, they have a difficulty in creating the chomets. So that's one. So that therefore that din might be limited just to if there is no water, only meperis. The Gemara over here in the Havamina gives a different reason. The reason why you're not yetze is because being that only things. I'm sorry, the reason why you're not chayiv kores is because you can't be yoytze with it. It's because of that hekesh, as a connection, only things that one could be yoytze in mitzvah, chiles matzah, lel pesach, berach techul matzah, one is chayiv kores on it during the span of Pesach. And being that one cannot be yetzer a mitzvah with an Issa that has meperis in it, why not Zodmura? Because it's matzah ashira. So, being that that's the condition for the chiyuv karis, there won't be a chiyuv karis. And according to this verse, we're saying that l'chayra, as far as what makes something not matzah ashira, the mere fact that it has meperis in it, even if it's in addition to the mayim, it's also matzah ashira. Alright, so we could have learned the Gemara that in a chenami, right, that depending on the reason for Reish Lakish, really what we're talking about might make an afkamina. If the reason is because of chimutz, then possibly, like Rashi says, that it's only if it has no mayim. But if the reason for that was because of matzah shira, so then even if it had mayim, in fact, it was added in meperis, that makes it worse. Forshim Svasemis understands that Rashi is going even in a Havri in the Gemara, and he has to work out what he does. But he doesn't understand the Rashi like we would have liked to understand that Rashi said that first thing only because of the Maskana Gemara. He understands that Rashi, by the way, introduces way Mayim. That means the whole Gemara is going without Mayim. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Okay. So what we have over here is. Rabbi Huna bar Yehoshua asked his papa, what's the reason? Rabbi Papa answered him this reasoning. On that, he asked him a question back. He asked him a question on his reasoning. Hamchehu v'gomoy. Someone has, we'll call it a matzah. Well, not necessarily, we'll see what it's not necessarily a matzah, but he has some kind of bread, which he melted it down, he heated it up, and he turned it into liquid. Right? Something which was originally made into a
solid.
A solid, right? And now, it's not, you can't eat it anymore, now you drink it, right? The way you take it in is through shasiyah. Okay? Hemcheil v'gomay. On that, the Braise says as follows: Im chometzu, if it is chometz, means originally when you made it, it became chometz, and you melted it down, and now you're drinking it. Now the question is: it's on Pesach, is that mechayev koris? Im chometzu onish koris. If it's chometz, the fact that it's melted down and the person drinking it doesn't change anything as far as that's concerned, and a person is chayev. The regular chiyuv koris for that. V'im matzuhu, if it's something which didn't become chometz, originally it was baked a matzah, you just change the form by melting it down, and you want to know, could you be yotze the mitzvah l'achilas matzah in this form? V'im matzuhu, ein olam yotze de chavase b'pesach. One is not yotze the mitzvah. Do you understand this gemara here? This braisa? Yeah? Okay. So zot gemor va ha ha khad ein ad mir se khavas be mat so va khayav al khimutz korus. So the gemor is asking like this, that you see, you're telling me, if you're telling Torah Papa, that the korus is dependent on the ability to be yetzer the mitzvah of achilas matzah with this. So you say, you see clearly from this bryce, not like that, because I have a kind of matzah over here, which they're split. At this matzah that you melted down, you turned it into a liquid, you're not yaitze the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Rashi says the reason over here is the lav derech achila ka'ochole. Right? It's not derech achila, but of toichel matzahs. It's not, can't be a kind of mitzvah achila in this way. Nevertheless, it's a chiyuv koris. So you see that being able to be yaitze the mitzvah is not a condition in the koris. That's the Gemara's question over here. Right, Rav Papa had said that a condition in the Chiyuv Koris is that it has to be something that you could be the kind of mitzvah of achilas matzah with, and that's why he had said before that if it has meperis mixed in, it's matzah shiri, you can't be the kind of mitzvah, so therefore it's missing a condition for Chiyuv Koris. There's a dependency. Chiyuv Koris is depending on the mitzvah. On that, we see from this price, and not like that, because in this price you have a matzah, you're not yet to the mitzvah, and Nevertheless, it's a chi of koras. Zok the Gemara sar behu Rav Idi bar Ovin. Right, he suddenly woke up when he heard that. Right? He wasn't so happy with the conversation over here. What was going on? Omel hu dardiki. Yeah, he told him a strong lesson. Called him dardiki means young children. Yeah, hainu tam reish lakish. You're making a mistake. Right, hainu tam reish lakish. Mishum tavlu mepeges. Mepeges enam afmitzin. This is what Rashi refers to. Right, he said that you're steering in the wrong direction. That's not the reason for reish lakish. That there is no. It's not based on that. Not based on this hekish. Partly he was agreeing to Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. The reason for Reish Lakish is because it's not machmetz. Right, that's how the Gemara over here comes out. Now, let's just take a minute or two just to show us over here. The Gemara says, Meperis ein machmitzin. Meperis ein machmitzin. It's a big shiloh over here in the Rishonim. If you take a look at the Tosis on top, may peris e machmitzin. Tosis says, "Hainu lehischayev chorus." This is only concerning chorus is concerned. Kedamim behedi in chayev machmitzin chorus. The loshna v'shlokish is in chayev machmitzin chorus. Right? Shlokish is madgish. Tosis is medayik that just the chiyuv chomer of chorus. That doesn't mean to say that it's mutter. Einchem akad, aval lav is bay, but it definitely has a lav. There's a lav, like we mentioned, we'll see more upcoming daf from the next perek, different levels of chometz, which could be an iser deraisa, but there's no chiyuv chorus on them. Aval lav is bay. Over Samach Nami, Amrinan, the Gemara, who also started the Lama Vav, is a brayse that says, "Ein loshin b'yayin v'shem l'dvash, v'im losh tisorf miyad." Person on Pesach should not knead with meipedis, and if one does, tisorf miyad, you have to burn it. What do you have to burn it for? The answer is because it does have an iser chometz. There definitely is a level of chometz over here. So when the Gemara over here says that it's not machmitz, it doesn't mean that it doesn't become chametz and it's mutter. Now, if you jump over here to Laf Lamed Vav, Rashi over there says the same thing. If you look in that on Lamed Vav, Rashi divra masl ein loshin esayisa on the Gemara that Tosis brings ein loshin esayisa shel matzus biyayin b'shemen udvash. So if you go down over there, you see there's a parenthesis in the Rashi?
Yeah.
So Rashi over there asks this question. Ul Reish Lakish do Omer Le'el me peris ein machmitzin loy ka shahach. This Braisa over here is not a question on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said me peris ein machmitzin. This Braisa over here says that you got to burn it. That obviously becomes chometz. Like Hashahach, the Ihu ain chayav nachamutzik chorus ka'omar. Rashi speaking out clearly what Taisa says over here, that he only meant to say it's no chiyav chorus. Lo have a chometz gomor elo chometz noig shahavim. Kloimer ra. That's a level of chometz noig shah. Va'oise chimutz heimemar in lahachmetz. The Epshlushan. We'll see better that Mar talks about that it's memar lahachmetz. But even though it's machmitz quickly, but the type of chimitz that it makes is something which is not chometz gomer, and that's why there's no chiyuv koris. The Rashi is saying a similar point to Tosfos that Reish Lakish is only talking about the chiyuv koris, but even meperis that will produce a level of chometz that there'll be definitely an issa chometz. This is one shita's rishonim. We'll just see one line in Tosfos over here, Rabbeinu Tam. And Tosfos to ask the kasha for something more later on. If you see, I'll just read quickly the first narrow line. at the end of Vekosho. Vekosho, the Kama Maskinan, right? Gabi Kimcha, Davi Shuna, Avome Perish Shori. Over there, the Gemara says, Loshna Mutter, May Perish a Mutter. Mutter. The May Perish a Machmit, Mashmin Shin the Gamri. Over there, we mash the Mutter, totally Mutter. Vechem Perish a Benotam, the Machmit in Kolikr. Right? And right now we don't have the time, but we'll come to it yet. We'll see that there's a big machleks in the shem concerning the halachas over here of May Peris. Those who want to see over here, what John said, Baram Taisis, just will see that give me the Maram Mokam as far as egg matzahs. If you see, let's say, around 10 lines from the bottom, if you look, the first, you see, it says Rashi on the first word on the line.
Yeah.
So just call up one line, and middle line, Uva mei beim in this topic Rashi, Ichoshev mei peiris, oiloi. Rashi is mistapic whether one who makes an iso with mei beim, egg matzis, Ichoshev mei peiris, oiloi. The fish on the roim, sho isa nasa ova bohen yoise, mi bemayim. That's Rashi's question over here. What category does this have? Is this considered meperis or not? Rashi was mistapik, and our Ben Tam noag heter bedover. Ben Tam was noig heter. V'haya noig lechol be'erach haPesach acha arba shoyis ugosh and lusha bebeim. Right, Ben Tam, he was the one who used to eat his egg matzahs on erev Pesach. And he wasn't concerned about the fouling problem that we deal with halach of hot kamrim b'yusham mihoichel matzah ber pesach kaidim zmana kil boyal rososu beveis chomov. That is an iser to eat matzah on erev Pesach. Haynu matzah harui lotze is boyidei chayva v'zu matzah shirahi. Right, Rabbi Natan held that was considered matzah shira. Right, egg matzahs and. You can't be yaitz with such a thing, and therefore it was mutter on Erev Pesach. Right? Rashi didn't stop it, and that's where, at least the beginning of where the shaylas of egg masses come from. Okay. Sure.